big slab of the Welsh Shuffle as Man Band from their 1, 2, 3, 4th album. It's called Do You Like It Here Now? Are You Settling In All Right? And you heard Clive John singing his own Love Your Life, one of the big heavy tunes that they were famous for. Prior to that, you heard Deke Leonard from a single associated with his first album, a B-side called Turning in Circles. His first album was called Iceberg, and you can find it on that expanded CD now. And Deke, of course, was one of the two original guitar players in the Man Band, though he came and went a few times for various reasons. That sounded good. I haven't played that one for a while. I would like to see him play that live. That one dropped from the set by the time I saw him in 74. Okay, I need to regroup here. This is I have to do this big long one. Excuse me. This is KGLT Bozeman, 919 FM, KGLZ, Helena, 89.1 FM, with Trendsetters, K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX, Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296CF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And, you know, if you're driving this way from the east, before Big Timber, you can start getting KGLT, and you can get it almost all the way to Butte, which is a good spread of KGLT, and up all the way up to Helena, you can get us, and now around Big Sky and down by Yellowstone. Amazing. And then, of course, around the world on the web. KGLT is supported by Mellow Mood, offering custom glasswork and smoking accessories located at 7 Thai Lane in Bozeman, one block west of the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse. They're open daily 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And wholeandnourished.com, fully prepared meals from local organic ingredients delivered to Bozeman, Livingston, Belgrade, and Four Corners every Monday. Menu changes weekly with gluten, dairy, and soy-free options available. Information and weekly menus online at wholeandnourished.com. And the Community Food Co-op, supporting community through annual donations of more than $30,000 to local schools and nonprofits throughout its Apple a Day and Coffee for Classrooms giving programs online at bozo.coop, located at 908 West Main or 44 East Main in Bozeman. Right on. Now, can we continue? Oh, yeah. Got a good one here. You know, as they say, one man's trash is another man's treasure. A month or so ago, we were in Billings and went rolling around to Cameron Record Store. And in the discount bin, I found this a band from Melbourne, Australia, I would think. They had one big hit single, and I think they put an album out. And it's all everything they did has been collected on a big double album. The band is, of course, named God.
Call it a fool job. two, three, four. I'll make you crawl. I'll make cockles that you were mine. I'll make a stall. And honey, I'm sure that you will find. I tell you, I don't let go until I'm through. I'll make you cry. I'll make you wish that you could die. I'm gonna be your demolition girl.
Wow.
some Australian music, ancient and more modern. Finishing up with La-Di-Da's from their album How Is the Air Up There. You heard them covering The Small Faces, What You Gonna Do About It, or they wrote it out correctly and said, What Are You Gonna Do About It? Guess you can't use contractions and slang in New Zealand. They're a New Zealand band. I take them back. They're not even Australian. Start off with God from a double album compilation called God. You heard Golly Wally, Hoo Hoo Ha. In the style of Radio Birdman. And I got to see a band that followed them. Joel Wan, the guitar players, had a band called Haas that I saw in Melbourne. In 2003, I think, opening for Radio Birdman at the Prince Albert Hotel, I think it was called. The Albert Hotel, something. It was a wild gig. They were shoveling up broken glass after the show. That's scary. We heard Radio Birdman themselves from their debut. You heard Descent into the Maelstrom. And that's a ripper, too. That sounded really good hearing that. When's that from? 66 or so? 76? Sounds good. The Saints from their debut album, which is a tiny bit later. You heard Demolition Girl from the album called Stranded. Competitors of Birdman, I think they sort of went nose to nose a little bit, but two great bands from the same era. The Missing Links, you heard them doing Wild About You. Jack Rabbit pointed out that the Saints covered that on their debut album. I didn't realize that. I've only had that Missing Links album for a few days. I thought I downloaded it at some point, but I sure couldn't find it in my collection. Don't know. But I just got that the other day and totally enjoying it. I think that was the next one, La-Di-Da's. That was one Jim Dixon, a friend of mine from Australia, pointed out to me. I knew of them, and I probably have a few songs on compilations, but he pulled out his old battered original copy of the album and was showing it off, and I looked it up, and there was no way I was going to buy an old original copy, but there's a nice CD, of course, and that'll suit me just fine because I don't need to spend a whole lot of money on something like that. That's going to be really good, but I don't have that itch to have an original copy. Music is music, no matter what the delivery format is. As long as it's physical, I got to have it in my hand. It can't exist in the cloud. Doesn't work for me that way. I wouldn't be able to play it on the radio. So I got to have it. That's how it works here. I guess that's all I need to tell you about that. It's 22 after the hour of 4 o'clock on this Friday afternoon. Okay, now I'm stuck here. What do I have to tell you? There must be something. Oh, yeah, this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten by Studio Coffee Roasters, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College next to FedEx. Online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. And Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopzone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room is open daily 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone 585-9142, online at bozemanbrewing.com. Yes, I did start the next set. Was there anything going on? I'm curious about this. Let's find out what it is.
The Showcase of Bands. MSU's annual marching band exhibition is Saturday, October 16th at Bobcat Stadium. The afternoon performance will feature MSU's Spirit of the West Marching Band, as well as select high school bands from Bozeman and Gallatin High, Park County, Flathead County, Belgrade, and Havre. It's free and open to all. The 2021 Showcase of Bands, Montana's premier marching band exhibition. 2 p.m. Saturday, October 16th at MSU Bobcat Stadium in Bozeman.
Oh, that kind of bands. I thought they're hosting a battle of the bands, you know, all the garage bands in town. I haven't done that for a while. I think MSU did that a couple times in the past, but I haven't heard much of anything like that these days. Just have to drive around and listen and see if you can hear a band rehearsing in their garage. or look where the cop cars are. That's the people used to call the cops on us when we'd rehearse out in the backyard. So we probably weren't very good either. So they had good reason. There's probably a law on the books, not only disturbing the peace, but just a disturbing musical sense. Here's some musical nonsense from some good friends of mine. We'll be right back.
bombed Mexico. Liquid sticks to your neck. Climb another wall over the mountain. Breathe in, force of experience. Forcing you to breathe and climb. Thank you.
Wrapping up with Dave Lewis from a nice compilation called History of Northwest Rock, Volume 1. I'd like to find Volume 2 because this Volume 1 is pretty good. And I'd heard about that song, Dave's Mood. I guess it was covered by a lot of the 60s Northwest bands, including Jack Ely, who got Buddha from the Kingsmen and put out records under his own name, or variations of his own name. And he recorded Dave's Mood. And when I looked it up, somebody pointed out that that was a popular tune. And it is. I can imagine hearing that at the Spanish Castle or something in 1965, 64, 63. That would have been fun. Start off with the champions of the Northwest themselves. Young Fresh Fellows from their last album, Toxic Youth. You heard Becky Dahl. And they're just out. I think they did 7 shows with Wilco up around the Northwest, and I got reports and saw some film and stuff, and I was really sorry I couldn't get out to see that. That was supposed to happen 2 years ago, and when I saw Scott McCoy February of 2020, they were gearing up to do those shows, and like a lot of things, they got put on hold. And Scott McCoy is a big champion of those 60s Northwest bands from Seattle and Tacoma and stuff, and he even went around and found the lead singer from the Sonics and tried to get him to sing on, just scream once on a Fellows record, and he wouldn't do it. He just didn't think it was worth it. Though more recently, the Sonics had reunited, and there's even a documentary about him done by a young man from Bozeman. I'd still like to see it though. I haven't seen it yet. One day. Another great Northwest band, Flop, Rusty Willoughby and crew from their third album, World of Today. You heard Waste of Space, and Flop played here at the Linley Center that log cabin there over in Lindley Park. They're really good too. Packed the place out. Rusty's a fabulous guy too. Really nice. Nice guy. Guided by Voices from their brand new record. I just threw it on. I haven't heard it yet at all. It's called It Could Be Them, It Is Them. Here at Spanish Coin. That's their third album of the year. And I have to sit down with it. I know the last one that they did is Cub Scout Bowling Pins was really one of my favorites of theirs in a couple of 3 years, which is about 20 albums. It's amazing that Pollard can just crank it out. And we're the DBs from a record called Paris Avenue that sort of snuck out. A fan favorite. You heard him covering the Kinks. And there's another one of those historical compilations on the way. It's currently on hold for a week or so because of the chronic vinyl pressing issues. But it's coming, and I can't wait for that. I'm looking forward to meeting Peter Holsapple. I believe it's going to happen next month down in North Carolina. Peter, we've corresponded over the years. We have a overlapping musical taste, and I finally twisted his arm and got him to play on one of our records, and he actually enjoyed himself. I gave him a good one to play on, so he was beside himself. So I'm looking forward to meeting him face to face. He seemed like a great guy. DBs are long favorites of mine from way back when. Okay, got to 4:43. That's about where I wanted to be. I think I've taken care of all the business. This should be good.
From October 22nd to November 19th, the Bozeman Film Society presents the virtual cinema feature, Wife of a Spy. After stumbling across an alarming national secret, a Japanese businessman and his wife embark on a treacherous journey to bring their discovery to light. Tickets available at bozemanfilmsociety.org. Keep your social distance and
keep them flickering.
Okay, now I can continue. They're gonna go. What have I done? Did I change the tracks? I want three. So let's fix that. Sorry there. Oh, they have these great tactile buttons on our machines now, but I haven't quite learned which one is which, but it helps us find the right button.
Thank you. if I were a good gal, but it's taking time. I've been looking for a good gal. I want to please my mind as well as my time. I've been singing in the evening, flying through the night. But I hurt my good gal. I hope she makes out right, flying through the night. Yeah, I've been picking up the sunshine. I've been drinking down the rain, yeah. I've been picking up the sunshine. It makes me think on when I see you again. Yeah, no time could bring a change, gal. It ain't for me to say. You'll soon be out of range, gal. This could only be the way it's meant to be. Fairy castle stark and black in the moonlight. The jingle jangle jester rides his stallion. Seagull flies across my eyes forever. Sadly goes the wind on its way to Hades. Would I, should I, could I be a stranger? I shall walk right by and sigh goodbye. His legions from the hillside. Sadly goes the wind on its way to Hey, let's talk. With every
seen the last of me. A lesson is learned, I'll never come this way again. I'll steal away, steal away.
Lovely sounds of the Faces from their second album, Long Player. So Rod Stewart and Ronnie Wood and Ronnie Lane gathering on that one. Let's say, yeah, the three of them wrote it. Ronnie Lane, sort of the forgotten member of the Faces, and he's left us a few years ago. He was a principal songwriter in that band and sang beautiful harmonies as Rod Stewart. And that's Ronnie Lane playing the slide pedal steel guitar, something he's very good at. He pulls it out with the Rolling Stones. These days, he's actually a full member of the Rolling Stones, not just a sideman. And now that they're down to three, two original members, and Ronnie's been there since the 70s, so he counts. He's starting to shine through as a sensible one in the band, which is pretty funny. Love that record. Love that album. One of the faves. Rod Stewart sort of tarnished his career, and I know he has a lot of detractors, but I'm sorry. When he was good, he was very, very good. Bert Jahn started us off from a live album called Conundrum. That's why I was stumbling. I was thinking about that word. And you heard a song called Kingfisher. That's one of the many Bert Jahn albums in my collection. And I have some of my record fair boxes and can't give them away. Pentangle, Bert Jahn.